A Foreigner in New York by Ramon Ibarra Rubio. Copyright Burlington Books 2014. Prologue. Hi, Antonio. It's Jason. Jason, how are you? Where are you? I was surprised to hear Jason's voice on the phone. The last time I had seen him was more than 2 years before, when I was studying journalism and English at Salamanca University. I'm calling from New York. I've been here for almost 6 months, Jason said. I'm sorry that I didn't call or write to you earlier, but I wanted to wait until I was settled here. Now I've finally got a flat and a regular job. Well, it's not an acting job yet. I'm working as a waiter, like every other unemployed actor. But the important thing is that I'm living my dream. That's great, Jason. I'm really happy for you, I said. How are you? Asked Jason. How's Madrid? What are you doing? I'm fine, I answered. I'm writing articles for a travel magazine. I wrote a book about my travel experiences in Britain, and it was published. Wow, that's great, Jason said. Well, I haven't forgotten the offer I made to you before leaving Salamanca. I had become close friends with Jason in Salamanca, and we shared a lot of interests. We both loved travelling and watching Woody Allen's films. We had planned to visit New York together sometime in the future. Most of Woody Allen's films took place there, and somehow the city always looked magical in them. We also had our own personal reasons for wanting to go to New York. Jason was studying to be an actor, so he wanted to move there and act in a Broadway musical one day. I wanted to go because my father was from New York, and I had grown up hearing stories about his childhood there. New York City is a different country, my father often used to say when we were living in Florida. He used to talk about going to the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building. I tried to imagine walking down the city streets or going to the Bronx to see a baseball game at Yankee Stadium. The Bronx is one of the 5 different boroughs of New York City. The other boroughs are Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the island of Manhattan, the center of the city. However, my family moved to Spain just before my 12th birthday, and I never got the opportunity to visit my father's home city. I had almost forgotten the offer that Jason had made me the day he left Salamanca. I want you to visit me when I move to New York, he had said. You can stay as long as you like. Mi casa es tu casa. Then he got on the bus that took him to the airport. That was the last time I had talked to him until this phone call. I haven't forgotten your offer, Jason, I said. It's still a great idea. Good, he replied. So when are you coming? I don't know, I said. Your call is completely unexpected. Well, think about it and let me know, said Jason. Christmas is a great time to come if you can. The city is really beautiful then, and it would be a lot of fun to spend New Year's Eve with you in Times Square. Times Square is located in the center of the theater district. Most of the main theaters are there. It's also where people go to celebrate New Year's Eve. I'll call you back in a week with an answer. Goodbye, Jason, I said, and put down the phone. It didn't make sense to visit New York for just a few days because there are so many things to see and do there. The flight is also much longer and more expensive than traveling around Europe. My main problem was that I didn't have enough money to stay there for a long time. New York is an expensive city. I decided to call the magazine that I work for and propose writing an article about New York City in the winter. If it's as good as your last piece, A Foreigner in Britain, we want it, they said. This one can be called A Foreigner in New York. They agreed to pay me ahead of time for the article, and I calculated that it was enough money to live there for a little more than a month. Delighted, I bought my plane ticket and called Jason to tell him the good news. Here are my New York experiences. I hope that you enjoy reading them as much as I enjoyed writing them.